Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of What's Your Story, where we have amazing conversations with inspirational storytellers who've made a powerful impact on pop culture. Today, I have with me Maria Goretti, who needs no introduction. She wears many hats, mom, wife, chef, with the World Gourmand winning cookbook. In today's world of influencer, she was the OG influencer, being a model and a very recognizable face as an MTV VJ. So welcome to the show, Maria. I'm so glad to have you here with me. You know, you're a multifaceted personality, and I'm just really excited to have this conversation with you.
I'm really happy that we are having this conversation, and I'm so thankful that you've invited me on your show, Manini. It's a pleasure to talk.
Thank you, Maria. Okay, so let me ask you my first question to you. So in today's world of Instagram Reels, TikTok videos that don't really have any other meaning, why do you think we need poetry today in this world?
That's what my publisher also asked me. When I started writing poetry, I just started writing poetry because it kind of flowed through me. And I didn't have a particularly reason except that these words were gushing through me and I had to put them down somewhere. So I used to type them on my phone. And there were times that I would go back to them and I would read them and they would make sense to me. And that sometimes I would share it with people. And when I shared it, I realized that we are all bound together by a common thread at a point of time. And they could all be, it could be like a little, you know, that little circle that starts at the center and then you just keep making circles around. And Right. Somewhere in the world, all of us are together and standing and living. And the thing is, somewhere in all this, poetry, literature, art, you know, music, all this comes in just our life a little better and to bind us closer to one another. So maybe that's why we need poetry in the world, because it connects with certain thoughts, with certain people. It connects with certain feelings. And I think that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a bit about your journey as a poet. Were you someone that you always wrote poetry as a child, or was it something that you discovered a little later in your life?
I think a little later in my life. I think the last time I wrote must have been in school and I forgot about it. I used to write stories, stuff like that. I forgot about it and I got busy working and doing what I was doing and I never really had the time to, even think. I never actually had space in my head, let's put it that way. Yeah. And somewhere in 2010 is when I started writing. And I used to write a blog and I used to just kind of write about food, about life, about different kinds of things every day. And somewhere in 2011, I think for the first time, I wrote a poem. And I found it really bizarre because I was like, okay, what is this? But I just wrote whatever came to my mind. And I realized that somewhere inside me, there were all these words that wanted to come out and they wanted to come out in a lyrical, soft manner. And I let them. I collected a whole lot for the past 10, 11 years, I think now. Mm-hmm. And somewhere in 2018, my publisher actually asked me to put it all together and I sent it to him and I had quite a lot and then kind of brought it down to 70. From 70, Ipshita, my editor, brought it down to 50. Then from 50, we came down to 40. And then during the pandemic, I think I rewrote half this book.
Did you think during the pandemic, your thoughts and feelings sort of changed some of the, you know, the poems, or, you know, did it remain the same, but did it evolve?
I think I pulled out half of them and I had new thoughts, I had new feelings, and I was doing all of that together.
Mm-hmm. And how do you get into a space of writing a poem? Like, do you have a writing ritual? Like, how do you get into that state of flow?
No, Mananiya, I don't. I don't have a writing ritual per se. But my daughter is singing loudly.
Oh, so cute. What is she singing? Let's hear it. So cute.
Okay. So, coming back to, I don't have a writing ritual, but I felt that a lot of times while I was sitting in silence, it would just come to me. And I would sometimes just be sitting and then a line would come through, a second line would come through, a third line. And then I used to feel, okay, I now need to write this down. And then I used to just sit and write it down. And I feel it was almost like a spiritual experience. If I can, so, or I don't know how to describe it, but it's not that if you, Maria, could you write about something that I can immediately write it? I can't, you know, it sometimes it just kind of just flows through me and I just write it down. And then, of course, later on when I was putting it all together, then of course I sat, I edited it a lot. Right. I rewrote it. But it has always been an experience where it has been a natural flow. You know, wow. It's like flowing through me and I happen to be the keeper of those words and they had to come out through me. It feels like that. I know it sounds a little cuckoo, but now.
I agree with you. But you're like, it's wonderful to hear that you're in the state of flow without a lot of planning and, you know, without sitting somewhere. But that's wonderful.
In fact, Manini, if I sit down to write, not a word will come through.
Wow.
So it's like after I finished with the book and I sent it, I think I may have written just three pieces after that. Just three. I don't know, Ram. I don't know whether I'll be able to write more, but I'm sure there's a lot more from where this came.
Oh, I can't wait to read your second collection, your third collection, because your poems are wonderful. I've read your book and I have so many favorites. Sparkle, Except You, Friends and Lovers, The One. There's so many. So I'm going to ask you to read one of your favorite poems from the book.
Okay. So I'm going to read this to you. It was, it's I think the smallest, the shortest.
Mm-hmm.
That's my son singing now. I don't know what's going on.
Having a good day.
Yeah. So this is one of the shortest poems in the book. Mm-hmm. But when I read it, I'll tell you, I mean, I don't know what you feel of it, but I'll tell you, okay, let's just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
This poem is called War. When we went to war with our hearts and our heads, with warfare set, strategies planned, and emotional treaties negotiated, you chose to battle for you. I chose your side too. Who chose me? I never thought of this before. But today I ask myself, who is on my side? Not you. Not even me. I was at war with no armor, just a heart full of hope and a battlefield ahead. So for me, this is a poem that kind of tells me and tells, I mean, it's the message here is sometimes we give so much of ourselves, you know, that we stand alone, depleted. And we still think from whatever little that we have. Sometimes, even though you want to give more, you need to stop. And you need to kind of just look around and just see if you're fine. You know, so this is about that. And I think a lot of us do this in life. We go out of our way, out of our comfort zone, out of everything, you know, on or to our last breath for people that we love. But sometimes I think it's important for us to kind of take a step back and see, is there any of that coming back to you? Mm-hmm. And that's when you feel, yes, but love is supposed to be selfless. And you're not supposed to have boundaries to love, which is true. Mm-hmm. But I also love yourself. So, yeah, so I think this poem is about that.
It's a short poem, but it means so much. It talks about so much.
It's like a little bullet, yes. A little bomb.
But let me ask you, as a wife and a mother, do you think women tend to do this a lot more than men? Give so much of themselves.
Absolutely. We don't think about ourselves at all. I think now that my children are teenagers, they now give me so much of time that now I think about myself. Mm-hmm. Because they're all doing. But I think I have not had time to think of myself in very many years because I enjoyed it. I can't blame anyone. You can't blame anyone else for what you do. You know? So if you give 300% of you, that's you. You know, you can't say, oh, you know, I give 300%. Most of the time, I always feel that when you give, okay, you need to give without expecting anything in return. You need to give that way. And I really, really, I really mean that. And I really go by that. If I don't want anything, I won't do it. But if I want to do something, I'm not doing anything back. Right. You know, I expect anything.
Don't put any conditions on it.
Yeah. I'm not expecting anything back. And, but there is a part of me that feels that beyond it, you know, when you've given all you've got, you know, you can't give any more. And I think that's a good place. You feel, a part of you feels really, and a part of you feels that I've done my best. I did my best. I gave my, you know, and the rest is what life happens.
Wow. I think that's inspirational for a lot of the young, you know, people out there to, I don't know, I'm just going to leave your words there. I don't want to add anything to it because it was very beautiful. Let me ask you something. You're also a performer. So you are a professional, you know, jazz and a tap dancer. You've acted in various movies. You're such a recognizable face for most of us. So if I say that you're like, you have the heart of a performer, and the soul of a writer-poet. Is that an accurate description?
I think yes. Yes.
So what do you feel today, like in this phase of your life, do you feel the tug of poetry more? Or is it more balanced? Or,
no,
or do
I
you
think
just wait for the inspiration to hit you to write a poem? What do you feel today?
Poetry doesn't come to me when I sit and I'm thinking, oh, today I'm going to write about something. It doesn't come to me like that. It comes to me when it has. So it's more, like I said, to me, it's a more spiritual experience than anything else. You know, I feel that this had to be come out of me, and so it. And whereas when I'm facing a camera, it's different. It's a different feel. It's a very it's like lights, camera, action. You know,
that's
also very spontaneous because I'm that kind of a person, but it's more like, okay, now I have to do this and let's go, you know, but it's a very different experience. It's a more internal, personal, it's more that. So they're two very, very different spaces, but yes, my insides are very different from what people think. The outside.
Right. Like, let me ask you a spiritual question. Do you think the source of all creativity, which is, you know, whether you're a dancer, actor, singer, writer, poet, the source is the same and you're just, the artist is just a conduit? Do you believe in this?
No, I absolutely do. Yes. You know, I absolutely do. Because, I mean, if somebody told me before 2011 that I would be writing poetry, I would be thinking this person's crazy.
Right.
Because I was on television, my world was much louder, let's say that.
Right.
I think it took these years of quietness, you know, some bit of quiet that entered into my being. I think a lot of it had to do with food, because food became a very, very cathartic experience for me. Right. And I think somewhere inside me, there was a lot of quietness, a lot of soul searching that happened. I had time to do that. And this became a byproduct of that.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Let me ask you now, tell us a bit about your upcoming projects. What's next?
Okay. I do want to do this food book, actually.
Okay.
Cookbook, an East Indian food cookbook, because I'm East Indian. East Indians are from Mumbai.
Right.
And something that I really, really want to do. But I want it to be a community project, not a solo endeavor.
Right.
And that I really, really have my heart in. I want that. Besides that, I have a show coming up with a pretty serious role. It's a short little cameo, but it's a beautiful piece of work. I think it should be out this year, but before the end of the year. I just finished dubbing. Yeah, that's all that I have at the moment on my plate. I have nothing more.
And second collection?
Oh, I don't know, Manini. I don't know. There's
No, you should. You have culled a lot of the poems, right? I'm sure you already have a collection for collection two, collection three. Bring it out. Six months.
I think it's got to be new thoughts, new thing, you know?
No, but I personally love your poems. So I'm pretty sure the ones that you have itself, it's wonderful.
I'm very happy, Manini. That just made me feel really nice. You know, there's very, very few people write back to you and give you honest feedback. And so, I don't know, I've not really had too much of feedback. So, this is wonderful. Thank you so much.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I'm a poet, so I will spread this word among my poetry community, because your words are really simple, but yet full of meaning and depth and evocative of many, many things. You know, so for sure. And I think everyone should grab a copy of your book. Everyone.
Thank you.
And anyway, so now we move on to the next segment, which is to get to know you a bit better. So now we get to know Maria, the person behind the personality. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. It's a very innovative concept called rapid fire. I completely came up with that concept. But anyway, you can take your time. It's okay. The last book that you read?
I'm still reading. It's Prince Harry's Spare.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you find the book? How do you find the book so far?
So it's, you know, some bits of it are very personal. Some bits of it, I was wondering, did it have to be told?
Mm.
You know, so some things were wonderful to read, you know. It's like a mixed bag. But I think for him, it's been a journey, and I think he wanted to tell his side of the story. And everyone's entitled to do what they want in their life, because it's just one life. So I know.
Absolutely. Okay, your favorite author / poet can be an author, can be a poet.
So I'll tell you something. I, as a kid, and even as a grown-up, I have forever loved fairy tales. And I love the Grimm brothers. I love them to this day. I just love them. Okay? As for a poet, I think I love what Rumi says, because though everybody all the time, what he says is so precious.
Yes.
And Pablo Neruda. I think so, very, very beautiful. So, yeah, if I had to randomly pick, I would name these two.
Fantastic. Your go-to comfort food?
Oh, pasta.
Lovely. Your favorite travel destination?
Okay, I travel to Goa more often than I travel to any other city. So, I would have to say Goa.
Okay. Who's the first person that you call when you have good news?
So good news is always, it depends. It depends on what kind of news it is and who would be most excited about it. You know, so I never have the same person that I'm calling for my good news.
Okay, okay. It depends on the criteria of the good news.
The matter is like, so I'd call a friend who's a foodie. Yes, we have to go here. So it depends.
Okay. The first thing that you do when you wake up in the morning?
Drink water.
Very good habit, guys. Please listen to Maria.
I drink water.
What is the one thing that people might be surprised to hear about you?
That I'm actually quite an introvert.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's... Yeah, I'm personally surprised to hear that as well. Like, I've had this interaction with you. You don't come across as an introvert at all.
I know, but that's because we're doing an event. And but otherwise, if I go somewhere, I am not somebody who would be noise unless it's amongst my own close friends. I would probably be somebody who would sit quietly somewhere and just let it all go by.
That is really surprising because no one would ever guess that about me. Yeah. You know?
Many years later, I realized that I was actually, I found it difficult to make friends because most of the time I would be very friendly because there was a camera that I was interacting with and easier. But on my own, I felt I am quite a quiet person.
Wow. Okay. Okay. If you could go to your younger self, what advice would you give?
What advice would I give her?
Go back to Maria the teenager or Maria the college student, or what advice would you give that young Maria?
I think I would tell her that don't worry so much. Everything's going to work out just perfect.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to expectant moms?
Oh my God. It's very difficult to give expectant moms' advice because everybody's giving them so much of advice. My advice to expectant moms is don't listen to anyone. Do what you think.
Fantastic, fantastic. Okay, last questions, Maria. If you had to summarize your life's philosophy in one or two lines, what would it be?
Smile even though your two front teeth are missing.
Fantastic. Oh, I love that. I love that. Oh, that's great. That's great. Okay, as parting words, Maria, can you read a few lines from a poem from your book?
Okay. I will. There are so many words in this book. Too many. I'm trying to
pick a few of your favorites.
Okay. Okay. I'll give you this. I'll give you four lines. Just four. Okay. Reality has a different story to play. Each character is not given any lines. Just situations you navigate through and a tightrope to balance on. Sometimes you walk through beautiful flower-filled meadows and sometimes arid land. There may be no setting sun or rising moon like the movies too. Your days are sometimes filled with moments that you may not find in the story you pen down before you close your eyes. Love is a bit whimsical and difficult that way. But keep the beautiful bits in your heart. And one day, it will find its way. Yeah.
Wow. That was beautiful. Beautiful. And I can't think of better parting words for this session. So thank you so much, Maria, for being part of this. Your poems and you, the person, both are beautiful, inspirational. And everyone, grab a copy of her book, To the Moon and Back. It's fantastic.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. It's been talking to you too. And thank you for all the wishes. And thank you for going through my book and reading it and finding pieces that you resonate with. I cannot even tell you how much that means to me, because, you know, when somebody finds resonance with what you do, you know, it's like that thread that kind of, you know, links us all together. It feels like that. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Arya. Thank you very much.
And have a wonderful day.
Thank you.